Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Hour of the Time with your host here, Doyle Shamley, in Eager, Arizona. Now remember, if you'd like to contact the Hour of the Time, you may do so by writing Hour of the Time, P.O. Box 940, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. That's Hour of the Time, P.O. Box 940, Eager, Arizona, 85925. The website, hourofthetime.com, that's hourofthetime.com, and it's a wonderful website full of research materials and really specializes in the topics you're going to hear in this very broadcast with our special guest coming up. Now, my personal email address, if you want to write to share research, questions, comments, complaints, what have you, is hourofthetime@hotmail.com. hourofthetime@hotmail.com, and the studio number is 928-333-2942. That's 928-333-2942. Now, before I introduce officially our special guest for this broadcast, you need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the problems that have been promulgated in this country, our rights getting taken away, our rights getting abrogated by illegal legislation, illegal judicial judgments, happens because of lack of people's, the citizens' responsibility and action. You have a chance to turn things around if you look in the mirror, accept the fact that you are responsible. And freedom requires responsibility. And only through your actions and those of your neighbors, your loved ones, your family, your churches, your neighborhoods, your local towns, it starts locally and works out from there, then county and then state. It doesn't start the opposite way around. You can't elect a president and expect things to get fixed. It's not really his constitutional job to go and fix everything. So I want you to listen carefully, and this gentleman needs your support and help. If you know someone in Arizona, you need to get on the phone, the email, whatever, and let them know to support this person, our special guest tonight, on the 7th, Tuesday the 7th, for United States Senate from Arizona. Don't feel because you're in somewhere else, just like our Canadian studios. They know people here in Arizona. Email them, call them, tell them to go out and vote, because they do finally have a constitutional alternative. Our guest this evening, wonderful man, hasn't been on with us in a long time, Sheriff Richard Mack out of Arizona here. Sheriff Mack, are you there?
I'm here, Doyle, and thanks for having me on your show today.
No problem. And what I wanted you to do, we have a lot of new audience over the years, and as you had battled your case to the Supreme Court and won, and proofs have, you know, in documentation, some wonderful things concerning the sheriff, and you went on in your career, etc. A lot of people that are newer and younger listeners, they need a refresher, who you are, how you became famous, per se, at least in, let's say, in our book, and what you're doing now and why you're doing it, what you saw, everything basically that we covered yesterday in that wonderful seminar we held down there in Duncan. So I'll go ahead and hand it to you here, and remember, you can give out all the contact information you want, Sheriff Mack. If you've got websites, anything that anybody can use from now through Tuesday to help you out, okay? So go ahead and take her away.
Well, I appreciate that. In fact, we might as well give out my website right now.
Mm-hmm.
RichardMackForSenate.com. And four is F-O-R, not the number four. So it's RichardMackForSenate.com. And I'm really glad that I was able to meet you again yesterday. It was a great seminar. It was a freedom seminar, especially in concerning land rights. But, you know, freedom is an issue that takes in everything. It takes in gun rights. It takes in land rights. It takes in being left alone by government to run my own life. And this whole thing is boils down to one thing. This whole election and this whole cycle boils down to one thing. Are we going to have a government that's based on the principles of the Constitution, the basis for our entire government, or are we going to replace it with the politically correct movement by the Democrats and the Republicans who want to replace it with programs, politics, and more spending?
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the track record of just about everyone who is in office, especially at the federal level,
mm-hmm.
and mostly at the state level also, you're only going to find a bunch of people that play games with your and my money so that they can position themselves to get reelected or to maintain power. None of this is to promote the holy cause of liberty, as Patrick Henry called it,
mm-hmm.
in his famous Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death speech.
Certainly.
And so when I was sheriff of Graham County, which is southeast Arizona,
mm-hmm.
I actually made a huge mistake and read the Constitution. And I was sincere about keeping my oath of office, and I wanted to know what that meant. And the oath, of course, says, just like everybody else's oath of office across the country, that I will support and defend and obey the United States Constitution. It's first. And so I read it, and I looked at the Constitution on one hand and looked at the form of government that we have on the other hand, and there, plain and simply, Doyle, was no similarity.
None whatsoever.
None. And so I became very concerned, and I became anti-government because, really, it was my government that was destroying the very Constitution that they promised to protect and defend. And so I was the first sheriff in the United States to file a complaint and a lawsuit against the Brady Bill when Bill Clinton and Sarah Brady shoved this monstrosity down our throats. And it was a huge piece of intervention into the counties, and it forced every sheriff of this country to work for the federal government for free and to participate in a federal gun control scheme that was entirely unconstitutional. And so I filed a lawsuit in 1994, and because of that lawsuit, I ended up losing, or at least large part, because of the controversy it caused in my county, and also because of the way I was attacked by the press and the media and some other people, that it ended up costing me my election, and I did not win the case at the United States Supreme Court until the following year,
mm-hmm.
about 10 months after the election.
Mm-hmm.
And I was disappointed to lose my position, but, you know, there's always going to be hard knocks, and there's always going to be things that happen to people who stand up for freedom.
Mm-hmm.
It certainly happened in 1776, and it's happened ever since.
Yes.
And so, anyway, regardless of that, it was well worth it. And having the victory against federal intrusion and against the Clinton administration was much more valuable than keeping my job. And besides that, it's something I'm against, and that is those in government who try to do everything in their power and violate the principles of freedom and justice to maintain their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And I would not do that. I refuse to do that. And I told my wife, even when I filed the lawsuit, that it would probably cost me my career and my job as sheriff, and it did. I didn't know it was going to happen the way it did, but anytime you do anything controversial or take a stand for freedom, it's going to have some serious repercussions.
Oh, yeah.
And it has in my life, no question about it.
Mm-hmm.
But we're still standing, and we're still alive, and we're still fighting for freedom. And the basis of the lawsuit was this, that the federal government violated the 10th Amendment, states' rights, when they tried to force the sheriffs to comply with their politically correct gun control movement.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Supreme Court of the United States ruled that the federal government can't force the states or any of the state's employees to comply with any or all federal mandates, whether they're funded or not. And so it really drew the lines, and my attorney called it probably the most powerful Tenth Amendment case in the history of our country.
Yes.
And as you heard me dissect the case yesterday, that's probably very true, isn't it?
You know, I wholeheartedly believe that. I already had your case and had read it.
Uh-huh.
And with the way you dissected it yesterday, and being that it is in your own words,
yeah.
I wanted to get your permission now for two things.
Uh-huh.
Can we also run the audio of that video yesterday I made on our website? And two, do you mind if we put up your entire 17-page case there on the website for all to see?
No, absolutely. The case is not mine, so you can put that up all you want.
Mm-hmm.
And absolutely. And yes, yesterday was a public thing, and you can do whatever you want to with that, too. I hope we get the message out, and I hope people understand this. And if anybody would like to get a copy of the Supreme Court decision, they can write me and get it, or they can get it from your website, whatever. But everybody needs to get a copy of that. And also, while I'm talking about addresses, if
mm-hmm.
anybody wants to write me, it's Richard Mack, P.O. Box 971, Pima, P-I-M-A, Pima, Arizona, 85543. And we're still taking donations for the campaign I'm running right now for the United States Senate, and I've kind of exhausted my credit cards, and so if we can get some donations to the campaign, that would be great too. We didn't raise very much money on this campaign, and we pretty much did it all ourselves. And so if you want any of my books, From My Cold Dead Fingers, which was born out of my lawsuit against the Clinton administration to defend our Second Amendment rights, or if you want anything else, just let me know. Any of my books, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, Vicky Sam in America, that I wrote with Randy Weaver.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also get my novel I just put out that's called The Naked Spy.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could go to www.authorhouse.com and get that there, or just write me. And I'll be quite honest with you and anybody else of your listeners and your all the people that you have contact with throughout the world to sign up to your website. We really could use your help financially to make sure that I keep my word to my wife, and that is not put ourselves into debt for this campaign. But be that as it may, the most important thing we can do right now is stand for freedom. And that's what this lawsuit was all about when I was sheriff. If I run for sheriff again, which I'm thinking about doing either here in Graham County, where I used to be sheriff, or in Greenlee County,
or Apache.
We had a seminar yesterday. The whole thing is about one thing, and that is to protect the rights of the people in that county.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in view of the fact that there's so many things going on wrong in government, I really decided to run for the United States Senate against John Kyle and Jim Peterson because I am so frustrated with the way my country is going down the tubes because the Democrats and Republicans continue to violate the principles of freedom as established by the Founding Fathers. And when you look at it, you see so many people saying that John Kyle is a conservative and he has done a great job. Well, let's look at the history of John Kyle's tenure and look at his voting record and see what he has done that shows that is he a constitutional conservative or is he just another politician trying to protect his job?
Richard, well, Rich, Sheriff Mack,
yes.
Let me just interrupt here real quick. I'd like you to give out your website again. That's going to have to go out four or five times, okay? So
okay.
Here will be a second time, and keep doing it, okay? That way people that come in late or what have you can get that website address and get out and vote, tell their friends in Arizona to vote, because you expressed yesterday exactly what we have for years, and we didn't cohort this whatsoever, that Kyle and McCain both are really just Manchurian candidates. They're both socialists, and their record that you're going to expose, mainly Kyle's, proves it. So why don't you give out your website again and then go on with what you were saying?
Well, you're right. And McCain and Kyle both are socialists, and the other guy running is Jim Peterson, and he's a socialist. In fact, I even told people, you can vote for Socialist A, or you can vote for Socialist B, or you can vote for me.
Mm-hmm.
And our entire Constitution was written and formed to protect us from socialistic government.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they continue to promote it. So, yes, you can see all of my views on just about all the pertinent issues facing our country at www.richardmackforsenate.com. And, yes, we do need to get everybody to get on the phones today and tomorrow, and then maybe even Tuesday, remind people to get out and vote, that this time you don't have to vote for the lesser of two evils. There is a man running for the United States Senate that believes in freedom, that is a candidate who believes just about everything that Ron Paul believes in, the congressman from Texas, who believes in limited government, less spending, abolish the income tax and the IRS, stand for freedom, repeal gun control laws, and have government get off our backs and out of our lives. And that's the original intent of the founders and the original intent of the Constitution. And we can get our country back, but not if we keep giving it away piecemeal every year by voting for the lesser of two evils.
Mm-hmm.
So don't listen to anybody who says, well, if we vote for Mac, then we're going to be hurting John Kyle. No. You're voting for Mac because he's the best candidate, and
mm-hmm.
you want to help America. You know, I'm tired of Kyle and Peterson stealing all the votes from me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what's going on here. So, again, if you look at John Kyle's record, you'll see that he's not very far behind John McCain in turning his back on proper principles and standing up for constitutional principles.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, John Kyle has even bragged in his campaign how he actually wrote, which I had forgotten until he bragged about it, that he wrote the Patriot Act.
Mm-hmm.
And the Patriot Act probably violates about 7 out of the 10 of the basic Bill of Rights. 7 out of 10, it violates.
Mm-hmm.
It violates the First Amendment. It violates the Second Amendment. It violates the Fourth, Fifth, and 9th and 10th and probably a few others. But anyway, it does. And he brags about it, and he calls it, what does he call the Patriot Act and the formation of Homeland Security and all these other violations of the Constitution? He calls them tough laws.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, that's the same thing that Hitler said.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got to do all these tough measures, and then when we get peace, we'll give you back your freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a fake promise, and that's a false promise of despots.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm sorry, but we just got to tell the truth here. And John Kyle has not stood for freedom. And I told him right to his face, you might call it a tough law. I call it unconstitutional.
Mm-hmm.
And you should be ashamed for writing that Patriot Act.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't care. I mean, he goes right on with his business, you know, of saying we have to violate your Constitution in order to protect you from terrorists. Well, the war on terror and the war on terrorism has been used only as an excuse to violate freedom and to write and promote the most unconstitutional laws in the history of our country.
Mm-hmm.
And John Kyle has been right at the forefront of doing that, right beside President Bush.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sorry, but that's the truth. And I didn't vote for George Bush either time, and I'm proud to say that I did not.
Yep.
And I did not vote for a Democrat either. I voted for a third-party candidate, and I voted for the people who I know are standing for freedom. And the last president I voted for was George Sr., and only because I didn't want Bill Clinton in. But that's the only reason I did that, and I haven't done it since. And I voted for Ronald Reagan before that, but I'll tell you what, Ronald Reagan's platform was fantastic, but even he did not do what he said he would do in making government smaller.
Mm-hmm.
But that brings up another big point. At least Ronald Reagan kept a little bit his word in keeping the budget under control. But John Kyle has been there ever since, just before Ronald Reagan left office. I think John Kyle's been there since 1986, and Reagan left office in 1988.
Mm-hmm.
And Ronald Reagan's budget was $450 billion. That's $450 billion with a B.
Mm-hmm.
And even that was an increase. And ever since then, now we have today a $2.5 trillion with a T, a $2.5 trillion budget, which is over a 550% increase.
Yes.
And that's absolutely absurd.
Mm-hmm.
And John Kyle wants to turn to you with that kind of spending record. And he's been in Washington, D.C. that entire time that that has gone up. And he hasn't done anything to require an amendment to the Constitution to balance the budget. He hasn't done anything to cut back on spending. In fact, he's done just the opposite. And there has been a spending spree in Washington that would make you think that money grows on trees.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't care about yours and my money. And they don't care about yours and my freedom. And quite frankly, it's time to tell people like that to take a hike.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing I can see that John Kyle has been on the right side on, and that's abortion. But let's look at the truth on that, too. The Republicans have been in charge of Congress since 1994.
Mm-hmm.
And during that same time, they have appointed 7 out of 9 justices to the Supreme Court.
Yes.
And they've had the presidency since the year 2000. And what has happened? Abortion is just as plentiful today as it was then.
Yes.
And there hasn't been one gun control law repealed, except I guess you could sort of call the assault rifle ban that was due to sunset last year, and it did. But even the President of the United States said he would continue it if Congress would vote it back in.
Yes.
And so we still have a little bit of a promotion of gun control. We have lip service only to stopping abortion because there's just as many abortions today as there was last year and
mm-hmm.
the year before.
Mm-hmm.
And it's ridiculous that we can't get people who really mean what they say into office. And so you're getting all this lip service, and they hire, John Kyle has hired the best choreographers and the best consultants to try to make sure the people are fooled once again into putting him back into office. If you want somebody with a record for standing for freedom, you can vote for Richard Mack for the United States Senate. My record is clear. These aren't just words. These are what I've stood for. And these are what I've done. It's cost me a lot, but I'm not going to change. I'm not going to change when I get to Washington. Ron Paul and I will be together, and there may be one or two others will start joining us, and we can start getting our freedom back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all this is about. John Kyle, it's more than obvious that his negative campaigning and has proven that he's just been in Washington, D.C., way too long.
Yep.
He's become Washington, D.C.ized.
Mm-hmm.
He has not stood up against the Republican Party when they're wrong. He has not stood against the president when he has been wrong. And he has not stood against the war in Iraq. He continues to support this awful, horrible, terrible war that we have actually invaded another country to force democracy on them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? Why don't we get freedom back in the United States before we try to force it on somebody else? And democracy is not freedom.
Mm-mm.
And our politicians like to use it, the word democracy, as if it was synonymous with freedom. Well, it's not. And so we've seen where it's taken us, and I've had it, and I don't want to participate anymore. So, friends, go to www.richardmackforsenate.com. And you can find out how I feel about things. You can get my address. You can write to me there. It's on there. P.O. Box 971, Pima, Arizona, 85543. Get my website, send a donation or send whatever you want to that address, and we can continue this fight together. And I really appreciate the people who have taken the time to write me or send in a little donation. You can send a piece of gold or a piece of silver or some cash, check, whatever you'd like. And, you see, I don't mind carrying the banner, but I sure need people behind me. And I really appreciate you letting me on the show today, Doyle, to let people know. Call your friends in Arizona. Let all of them know that there is a man running for the United States Senate who does not believe in any gun control, who believes in the foundational principles of our country, who believes in the Constitution. The basis and foundation of our country is our sacred Constitution. If we do not adhere to it and lift it up as our title and banner of liberty, then we will lose our country. You cannot lose your foundation and expect to keep the rest.
Mm-hmm.
Our country will fall if we don't keep and maintain and protect our Constitution.
You know, Sheriff Mack, you know, you bring up some excellent points there, and I wanted to cover a few here. Again, ladies and gentlemen, Sheriff Mack here, Richard Mack for Senate, needs your support and help. You can let people know. If you know anybody, you can email or phone them. Now, tonight, tomorrow, Tuesday morning, what have you, get out there and vote. Something that needs to be pointed out is a lot of people may think that especially because of advertising, if you're in or around Arizona, that Peterson and Kyle are the only two on the ballot. And you are on the printed ballot. It's not a write-in issue that someone has to worry about their vote getting tossed out. You're on the printed ballot.
There's three people on the ballot, and I am listed as second. When you go to the ballot, you'll see me second. Of course, it's different in each county, but you'll see me on there. They put them in different order in each county. So, my name is on there. Richard Mack will be right next to Kyle and Peterson. And, all you have to do is push my button, push my name, push the pen through the little hole next to my name.
Now, another thing, Sheriff Mack, that should be pointed out is the fact that, and you have, but I need to reiterate it for people, that your record is verifiable. You have stood behind it. Your very Supreme Court case documents prove your stand nationwide that had gotten a lot of heavy publicity from the Patriot Movement, etc., and then it kind of died off, so a lot of the new listeners may not realize the impact that you had when you stood your ground as the highest law enforcement authority in the country and said you don't have the jurisdiction or right to push this down our throats. And your case simply reinforced that act, that thing that many of us know. But, you know, the thing is a lot of times you hear people quoting old law. Not that it's void and null, but old law and old cases. Here's something now, the here and now, and the Supreme Court's, their various opinions written up in it. It's absolutely amazing. People need to get out there and support you.
Well, it can happen. There's still time, Doyle. There's 2 days to make this miracle happen. And the polls say I'm way behind. But you know what? There's 2 days to pull off a miracle. And I believe a miracle can happen. It was a miracle that I ever went to the Supreme Court with this case. And even more miraculous that we actually won before the United States Supreme Court against the all-powerful Clinton regime.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually lived to tell about it. I mean, most people that went after him didn't live to tell about it. So,
yes.
It was a miracle. I still believe in miracles, and we can't have miracles happen if we sit on our butts.
Yep.
So we have to get up and do something. I've got up and tried. I've got a good wife that's backing me on this, and now I need everybody that can hear this program to get up and back me. Make the phone calls. Make the donation. Send out emails. And put out the information to everybody in Arizona. And it doesn't matter where you are. You can always send in a donation from wherever you are in the world. But especially even in Canada. I've had people donate from Canada before in some of my elections. And you know what, folks? This is a worldwide effort, but especially right here in America, we're trying to stand for freedom. And I know people in Canada who said, you know what, we gave up our gun rights and we should never have backpedaled, and we should have never have acquiesced, and we should have never have given up our guns. And people in Australia have written me also about the same thing. And folks, it's now time for all of us who love freedom to take a stand and be together. You know what? I can't do this alone. And if I could, man, I tell you what, I'd be more than happy to do it by myself. But it's not, freedom was never meant that way. Not in 1776 and not now. And our country's going to fall if we do not stand for holy principles and behind our Constitution and restore it as the supreme law of the land.
Mm-hmm. And I want to point out something else, Sheriff Mack, is the fact that, and this is the truth, is a couple things here. First off, that throughout history, any time patriots like you and I have had to defeat tyranny, socialism, stand for the principles, including the very founding of this country, it was done with roughly 4% of the population. So people need not feel that, well, I'm only one person on my block that agrees like this. Yeah, and then you're suddenly 4%. A second thing, you are running for Arizona, under Arizona, I mean, for the United States Senate. So if you do live in any other area, don't think that this isn't important for you. You would be, if victorious, one of 100 senators.
Right.
Speaking for the country, not just Arizona.
Right.
And that's why it's important that all people get active and push on this. If you are one of those people that gets out there and emails on all sorts of chat rooms and discusses things and posts news links and articles, post the synopsis that's on our website that I personally wrote concerning this interview and your campaign and the link to it and to the show. Because the fact that, yeah, maybe you know nobody in Arizona, you know nobody to call to email, but you put it on some chat room that possibly Arizona people are logging on to, and there's a good chance of that. Then they'll see it that maybe didn't know. Because a lot of people have given up the ghost as far as voting. And because they don't see that they have any alternatives but Socialist A or Socialist B.
Right.
And the fact that you're running and that we have some chance, some semblance of restoring our constitutional republic, that may bring someone out to vote. If nothing else, get them out and vote for you. And I want you to cover your voting record, because it was so funny when you covered how you're going to vote yesterday at our seminar on property rights and jurisdiction that we held here in Arizona, because it mirrors mine. It was so funny. I was over on the wall with the camera chuckling to myself, because you do have, for Arizona residents, a wonderful idea on how to vote this year.
Well, are you talking about all the propositions?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, I'm voting no on all of them except 103 and 207.
Uh-huh.
And the reason is because 103 is to make English the official language, which we've already done in Arizona before, but of course government officials don't think they have to listen to the people, and judges think they don't have to listen to the people. So anyway, we're doing that again. But on every issue, I'm voting no if it gives more power to government. And the smoking issues, both of them, there's two of them this year, 201 and 206,
mm-hmm.
They both give more power to government. It would create more bureaucracy, and we will actually create the smoking police in this state, just as they've done in California.
Yep.
So, first of all, the rest of us do not have the right to vote and tell local business owners how to do their business.
Correct.
What they can and cannot do in their business. If they want to smoke inside their property, it's not my business.
Mm-hmm.
And even on the Protect Marriage Act, I'm sorry, but I don't agree with gay or homosexual marriage. But at the same time, it's not up to government to define marriage.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the role of the Constitution to define marriage.
Yes.
Marriage is defined between me and my church and my God and my wife.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with government. And so if there really is a separation between church and state, this is it. This is the only place where there that really applies.
Yes.
Government is separated from defining marriage because in most cases, marriage is a religious issue.
Yes.
So I'm voting no on that. I'm voting no on everything except... And there, another thing, there's far too many propositions.
Yes.
But anyway, all the people do not have the right to vote away the rights of other people, especially business owners.
Yep.
And I wish I could get rid of smoking. I wish nobody smoked. I don't smoke. I never have. And I wish I could get rid of all the other bad things in the world. I wish people didn't drink, and I wish people wouldn't use drugs. But I don't have the right to get a gun and force people not to smoke or drink or smoke pot.
Yeah.
I don't have that right, and if I don't have the right, I don't have the right to ask my government to do it either.
Exactly.
So, anyway, that's it. I'm yes on 103, yes on 207, and no on everything else.
And why don't you tell everybody why yes on 207? I know why, but the listener may not.
Well, let's see, which one was 207 now? 207 is eminent domain.
Eminent domain.
Yes, and it doesn't take it away entirely, but it forces government to comply with the eminent domain policies of only taking property that they actually need and never taking it so they can give it to a private business.
Mm-hmm.
And the Supreme Court of the United States, for some ridiculous reason a few months ago, said that local government can take land from a private citizen and let Walmart or some other big business take it and use it. Eminent domain was never meant for that purpose. In fact, I don't even agree with eminent domain for the most part, even though it is in the Constitution. But it also required that just compensation and due process be used in taking land for governmental uses.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a problem with that in the first place because once a piece of land belongs to you or my neighbor, it pretty much is held inviolate as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
God can't even take his land away from him once he owns it as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
But no. But this is a good law because it keeps the government back. It takes power away from government, and that's what I'm in favor of.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, back to my case, and if anybody wants to call or contact me about any of these others, propositions, I'm all for that. But we got to concentrate on, my race.
Yes.
And, but all freedom issues are important to me, and the propositions are important to me because they're freedom issues. And so I'm voting for the two, and this is the only two that are there that support freedom. The rest of them support more government.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I'm voting no on all of them except 103 and 207. But, you know, back to my Supreme Court case.
Yes.
There was one thing, and like I told you yesterday, there was one thing in the case that made it all worthwhile to me.
Yeah.
All the money, all the time, the loss of my job. Everything was really piled up against me. And then when I read the decision, it all made it worthwhile. One sentence to me made it worthwhile, although there's a lot of things in it that are fantastic. And I challenge everybody to read the decision so that you can see for yourself how much this decision actually did to open the door to freedom for the states and local jurisdictions. But on the bottom of page 19 of that decision, it says, "But the Constitution protects us from our own best intentions." And that quote to me spells out the indictment against John Kyle and the Republicans and Democrats who are in control of our government, who have a monopoly on our government. It's an indictment against them because they keep telling us the whole battle in our government and the whole political battle is over who has the best idea.
Mm-hmm.
Who's got the good program? Who's got the bad program? Who's going to save health care? Who's going to save Social Security? Who's going to save Medicare? Who's going to provide research for stem cells? Who's going to fund this program? Who's going to fund diabetes research? Who's going to fund AIDS research. You know, since I've been running, Doyle, I've probably received 20 or more surveys from special interest groups asking me how much money from the taxpayers am I going to give to their program.
Mm-hmm.
And I told every one of them, I'll donate, if you've really got a great cause, I'll donate my personal money, but I will not force the American taxpayer to participate in funding your program. That's not how government was meant to be.
Exactly.
It's not government's job to provide Social Security or a retirement program to its citizens.
Uh-huh.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but can't you do that on your own?
Well, you know, you most certainly can, Sheriff Mack. And the thing, you know, it comes down to, again, that very crux of freedom is responsibility. People have to accept the fact that they are in charge of their lives, and they are there to run their lives, their family, their churches, their communities, the way they see fit under the laws of our republic, not to be told how to do it. And the problem is that starting especially in 1933, and that's significant for more than one reason, that year, the whole socialist quagmire in government really got its kickstart from Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Program after program to today where people, and people think honestly today that the government owes them.
Right.
The government doesn't owe you anything. And I don't think, in fact, that FEMA or any of them failed in Katrina. They had no jurisdiction or responsibility there. The state failed in Katrina. FEMA didn't.
New Orleans?
Yeah.
Should have been prepared.
Yep. And it was no, it says
Louisiana should have been prepared.
Yep.
And it has nothing to do with Washington, D.C.
Nope. And it doesn't belong there. And trust me, you don't want them there. All you have to do is look at the allegations, the spending. When FEMA did get their emergency budgeting immediately that week from Congress and the President and from every fund known to man, and the millions of dollars donated from people around the world, just like the tsunami relief, where did it go? You gave them responsibility they didn't have jurisdiction over. You gave them the money, and what'd they do? They rented cruise ships all over the coast that only FEMA employees were staying in. So it's an absolute joke. People better wake up and accept the fact that they're responsible for their destiny and their livelihood. And that's something that you can help bring out, because in a lot of areas nowadays, you can't make that decision because the government has gotten so socialist top-heavy. You can't make that decision to run your life, your children's education, your religious beliefs, your communities, because it has been turned around backwards, the tail wagging the dog, if you will, to the point that you are instantly a criminal in many cases if you try to make your own decisions. And you can turn that around, and people can help that along by supporting you.
Well, you're absolutely correct. And I've been amazed over and over how many people continue to violate these principles. And JFK is the one that said, ask not what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country. And then Ronald Reagan said, government isn't the solution to the problem. Government is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw that so vividly during Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody asking the federal government to take care of them, and the government trying to do it. And that just was epitomized the reason why you do not want socialistic federal government trying to take care of you, because if you ask them to take care of you, they probably will, and you won't like it.
Yep.
And to promote this kind of socialistic agenda in Washington, D.C., did start, got a huge, it may not have started there, but it sure got a big jump, and you were right, it was under FDR.
Mm-hmm.
And the 10 years of the Great Depression primed everybody perfectly for government to come in and solve everybody's problems.
Mm-hmm.
Give everybody a job, give everybody food, give everybody a living, give everybody clothing, take care of their children. Now we have even people promoting federal daycare, federal Head Start, federal this. There's over 270 welfare programs from the federal government alone.
Yes.
The education department has 4,500 employees at the federal level. And we keep sending money to the federal education department like it's going to save our education here locally. If you want to save education, abolish the federal education department and keep your money in your own state and in your own county and take care of your own educational problems yourself. And, boy, nothing shows that better than convincing me that Ronald Reagan was right, that government is the problem, until you look at education. Because, boy, that just shows it right and left that he was so right.
And, you know, another area that perturbs me personally, not just because of what I see, but what I've tried to be involved in, I earned a lot of medals for bravery. I was most decorated in my division in Desert Storm. I've got the records to prove it. Actively participated in veterans programs as soon as I got home. Been regional commander of the Veterans of Foreign Wars. I held elected office over 350,000 constituents concerning veterans affairs in California. If you want to see the epitome of a failure system when government runs it, concerning health care, welfare, anything like that, look at the Veterans Administration. That's exactly what you'll get, people, if you go for federal daycare, national medical plans like Hillary wants and all of them, Janet Dyke Reno, all of them. That's what you're going to get, is a completely top-heavy, corrupted, illegal, and a useless system. The VA system is absolutely useless for the wounded veterans of this country, and that's just an example of what happens when federal government 100% runs something.
Well, I said that during my campaign. If you want national health care, and if you want free, quote, free medical care, if you think there's horrible problems now with health care, just wait till it's, quote, free from the government.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, oh boy, it's going to be... and you've seen it. It will be a mess.
Mm-hmm.
But there, you know, that does bring up one point. People ask me, "Well, you, Richard Mack, you stand for all these cutbacks in Washington D.C. And you can see some places on my website, RichardMackForSenate.com,
mm-hmm.
where I say we need to cut back federal government and federal spending. And then I got a survey from one person. They said, if you had $1 billion in the federal budget, it was extra, and you have places that you could spend it on. What's one area that you would spend that money on? And I said, you mean if we had a balanced budget, because John Kyle doesn't believe in a balanced budget. Jim Peterson and John Kyle have one thing vastly in common, and that is they're both big spenders.
Mm-hmm.
They spent more money on this race than any other race in the history of Arizona. And plain and simply, they're both big. The key issue here also, though, is $8 trillion is what our national debt is.
Mm-hmm.
The entire wealth of our country is $20
trillion. Mm-hmm.
So we owe over a third of it in debt.
Yep.
And our children will be paying that off, and our grads will be paying it off. And it's not looking good.
No.
But if we balance the budget, I would spend money, if we had, like I said, hypothetically, we had $1 billion extra, I would pay our soldiers more, raise their salaries, and fix all the problems with the VA and make sure that our veterans are being taken care of, especially those who have been wounded.
Mm-hmm.
Those people we owe. That is a legitimate obligation that we owe them. But it's been so bureaucratized and Washington, D.C.-ized that it's really hurt. We need to make sure we provide adequate monies to our wounded veterans especially, and provide other benefits to people like you who have served our country and served in foreign conflicts. A lot of these conflicts we shouldn't have been in,
yep.
Especially this one that we're in now. This has probably been the worst war that we've ever been involved in. It's not a war because it wasn't done constitutionally.
That's right.
Another thing that John Kyle and his buddies in Washington did wrong, Congress is the only one that can declare war, not the president. And they can't give that authority to the president.
Mm-hmm.
It's theirs and theirs only.
Yep.
But, well, we have got to balance the budget. We've got to stop all this that the Democrats and Republicans continuously do to us in spending all our money and spending the money of our children and grandchildren, and make cuts in Washington, D.C. to where we are back to being the form of government, the constitutional republic that was the founder, that the founding fathers put and blessed us with in the first place.
Well, Sheriff Mack, we've got 8 minutes left, so I want to go down a list, and I'll go down a small list of key issues that I know people are going to want to hear your opinion on.
Okay, good. I would love to do that.
And I already know what your opinion is, but they don't, and these are very valid constitutional issues. So let's start. Aaron Zellman of JPFO and I have done several shows together. They and Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt has been on several times, know what's going on with the Second Amendment. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, it needs to be gotten rid of completely. It's unconstitutional. They're using our money to take away our constitutional rights. The IRS, the Forest Service, Department of Agriculture, many of these agencies, Department of Education, what can you do, or what at least would you give one hell of a try doing if you won in U.S. Senate to many of these alphabet agencies that are stripping our rights?
Well, the first one that needs to go is the IRS, and then we'll just start taking them from there. The EPA, OSHA, we have far too many law enforcement agencies in the federal government. I'll bet most of the people in this country don't even know what most of them do. Why do we have FBI, U.S. Marshals, DEA, Secret Service, Treasury Department, it goes on and on, Customs, Border Patrol, good grief. But if we stayed within the constitutional parameters, then we wouldn't have all of this. So, first of all, let's go with the key issues in this entire campaign, the war in Iraq, bring the troops home immediately.
Yep.
We should never have gone. If we had gone and toppled Saddam and then come back, I probably would have said okay to that. But they keep using excuse after excuse, and now we have about 15 different reasons why we went there in the first place. We're not the police department for the United Nations. The United Nations is not a friend of the United States. It is another socialistic organization. It has done nothing to promote freedom or peace in the world, and we need to get out of that.
Yes.
So that's issue number two.
Yep.
Repeal all gun control laws, and primarily establish security at the border. We need to shut the borders down. September 12, 2001 is when the leadership of this country should have secured our borders. But they pretend that we're having a war against terrorists and yet have very little security at our own borders,
mm-hmm.
where people at about 5,000 a day cross the border illegally, and we need to publicize in Mexico that there will be no more government handouts or freebies to anyone who comes here illegally. We need to have a moratorium on all immigration until we get a handle on the illegal immigration problem. And let's see, other key issues in the campaign, spending, of course, balance the budget and require that through constitutional amendment. And we need to bring back the respectability of the United States government. And my question is to every one of your listeners and everyone that can that hits this website of yours, my question to every Arizonan and every American,
mm-hmm.
just how corrupt and how scandalous and how wasteful and expensive does Washington, D.C. have to get before you take your vote elsewhere?
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats and Republicans have caused every one of these problems with education, with immigration, with the war in Iraq, with the degradation of our Constitution, with the Patriot Act and all these other unconstitutional laws. We have these because of the Democrats and Republicans. I'm tired of the partisan politics. I'm tired of this monopoly. I'm tired of the degradation of our Constitution. And yes, I'm running and I'm revitalized because I'm tired.
Yep, and I know what you mean.
I'm tired of this destruction. and we can do something about it, and we can go elsewhere. And I think this is a very valid question. Just how bad does Washington, D.C. have to get, and how many of our rights and precious liberties have to be outlawed or legislated away before you finally say enough is enough and you take your vote elsewhere?
Yep.
Well, there is an alternative. His name is Richard Mack. Sheriff Mack is running for the United States Senate in Arizona. You can look it up at richardmackforsenate.com. richardmackforsenate.com. My address is on there. The way to contact me is on there. My email's on there. And it's time for everybody to get a hold of this. If you really believe in freedom, if you're really a patriot, this is the time to stand.
Yes. And, you know, Sheriff, oftentimes, like yesterday, where we have these seminars and we share this research and stuff, you know, the research is really quite easy. It's called the U.S. Constitution.
Yes.
Now, there's only one place where Congress, and that would include you if you win, because it's a bicameral Congress made up of the House of Representatives and Senate, as you know, all called Congress.
Right.
Congress only has one section of power, Article 1, Section 8. And there's only 17 things you're allowed to do. If something abrogates one of those 17 commitments, that you, the only thing you have the right to legislate on, or is outside of those 17 commitments, will you stand to defeat it?
You have to say no.
Yeah.
And I will.
Mm-hmm. And how about world government plans brought on by world socialist and world communism that will only lead to world slavery and tyranny, like the North American Union, which Bush and Kyle and all them promote, right in Waco, Texas. Ironically, very symbolic. The Security and Prosperity Partnership, the Amerodollar for North American Union, the Canamex Superhighway coming right up through your backyard and mine from Mexico to Canada. Where do you stand on those?
Totally against it. You know where I stand on those. I believe in American sovereignty. I don't want a highway through from Mexico to Canada. I want the border shut down. I want security placed there. I don't want anybody coming in here who plans to do any harm to America. I was against GATT and NAFTA from the get-go.
Yep.
And these things continue to chip away this incremental path that Democrats and Republicans have established for us through their incrementalism and their Fabianistic style.
Mm-hmm.
We are losing our freedoms piece by piece. And now that has been accelerated to where everybody can see it. The things that we've been warning about the last 10 years are happening at such an accelerated rate, you can no longer pass us off as right-wing nuts and conspiracy theorists.
Yep.
These things are happening right in front of our eyes. These global agendas are happening right and left, and we've got to do something now. And we can start with this election. I still hope that we can get our country back through the peaceful process. I am a peaceful man. This is an act of love, a love for my family and a love for my country. And I'm asking you to join me in that movement.
And I can truly, totally, 100% support, which I can't say about any other candidate in this entire United States, but Sheriff or Richard Mack for Arizona Senate against Kyle and Peterson, because he is the only one out of all of them who is talking about the Constitution. Democracy is mobocracy. Democracy leads to socialism. Democracy is the ultimate tool to lead to socialism, as admitted to by Stalin, Lenin, and Marx. He knows the difference between a constitutional republic and democracy. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to get in there and support him. Richard, we've got 30 seconds left. How would you wrap up this show and your message to America over these next couple days?
Well, I think I'd wrap it up the same way the Founding Fathers did. They pledged to themselves and to each other their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to this holy cause. I do the same to each one of you listening, to each of you all across America, from Hawaii to Bangor, Maine. I would say this. Do you believe in freedom? I do. If you do, then stand up with me, and let's make this happen. Get on your phones, get on your emails, get your donations going, see what it, you can do. If you can do it, do it. And let's make it happen together.
Again, thank you, Sheriff Mack, for being on. And I want you to hold the line, please. Let me just wrap up here. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Hour of the Time here, the radio broadcast and website for freedom, true constitutional freedom. Our special guest today, Sheriff Mack, Richard Mack of Sheriff Mack fame, same person. Again, hourofthetime.com. To contact us, P.O. Box 940, Eager, Arizona, 85925, and the studio number 928-333-2942. Now, stay tuned for more exciting broadcasts here on the Hour of the Time. Get out there and support the U.S. Constitution.
Take a walk with me through this green and growing land. Walk through the meadows and the mountains and the sand. Walk through the valleys and the rivers and the plains. Walk through the sun and walk through the rain. Here is a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. For her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom. Glory shall rest on us all. From Colorado, Kansas, and the Carolinas too, Virginia and Alaska, from the old and to the new, Texas and Ohio and the California shore. Tell me who could ask for more? For here's a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. For her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom, glory shall rest on us all. Yet she's only as rich as the poorest of the poor, only as free as a padlocked prison door, only as strong as our love for this land, only as